From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The LGBT community presses forward. People in wheelchairs, walking on stilts, and riding rainbow-decorated motorcycles turned out for gay pride events over the weekend. Some carried signs that read, "We Stand With Orlando." Many carrying posters of the names or faces of the victims who died in last weekend's attack on a gay nightclub in Florida. At the 40th annual Rhode Island Pride Fest, extra police and fire personnel patrolled on foot.
What happened in Orlando only is bringing the whole world together, not just gay people, right, which is so incredible.
It certainly has been a solemn week for all of us, and all of us are really, it's time to heal. We're coming together, standing together as a community.
No serious problems were reported at gay pride events across the country. In his weekly address, President Obama says the investigation into the Orlando shooting is ongoing, but he says the killer became radicalized after taking in extremist information over the internet. And then, during his killing spree, the shooter pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group.
We are and we will keep doing everything in our power to stop these kinds of attacks and to ultimately destroy ISIL.
The president says being tough on terrorism means making it harder for people who want to kill Americans to get their hands on assault weapons capable of killing dozens as quickly as possible. U.S. stocks closed out a difficult week on a modestly lower note Friday as investors continued to monitor Britain's debate on whether to leave the EU. The debate took a new level of concern after the killing of a member of Parliament and anxiety over the referendum. This is VOA News.